How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Overthinking it, maybe.
Put it there. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends.
With me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Now, this week, we are coming to you again live...
On the Edinburgh Festival.
Alive on the Edinburgh Festival. And again, recording it in a room. Actually, this time, my bedroom at the festival.
Which is romantic.
Super romantic, right? Super echoey. So sorry about that. We have got my top hat, though, here.
Which is great. It's great just to have that in the room.
I think so. Staring down at us. I'm also at that point in the festival where, you know, when you're busy and you just collect bits of crap.
That's just crap there on your side, isn't it?
Yeah. Bits of change, collar... Well, these are quite unusual things. Collar pins.
Collar pins, ties, a top hat.
I mean, the accoutrement that I know everybody accumulates during
of the Dickensian gentleman.
Every Dickensian gentleman.
Who's at the Fringe in 2016.
Well, yes, there is that. I try and keep it as tidy as I can in here, but...
You just tidied the bed tonight.
Yes, I made the bed.
You've got your towel on the end of it like you're in a hotel.
Thank you. I might also do towel sculptures. Can you do towel sculptures?
No.
Oh, it's a lot of, you know, like they do on cruise ships and
things. Yeah, like swans and things.
Swans and that. There's a lot of rolling involved, basically. That's how you get
You have to roll in the towel?
You have to roll in the towel and then pretend you're a swan. That's basically how I did that.
Oh, I bet that was lovely.
It was really lovely, actually, Susie.
Did you try and bite people? Because swans are quite...
They're very aggressive. They can break a child's arm.
I don't know if that's true.
I don't know how they do it, either.
I feel like that's a rumour that's got really...
Out of hand. Maybe. Also, look how nice my room is. I've got a piece of chewing gum that somebody stuck to the end of my bed.
Has that been at the whole festival?
Yes.
Why haven't you picked it off?
Because I'm disgusted. I'm so disgusted with it.
Just get it with a piece of tissue.
No, it's not mine.
Well, I know that. I would hope that you do it halfway through your kip, and you put your hand in your mouth and pull down some
Hubba Bubba. Hubba Bubba's a good brand. Do they still make that?
Yeah, they're like, they're so bad for you.
Oh, yeah.
They're like green apple, and they're like tangy, fizzy, and cola.
Oh, yeah, they remind me of like a girl I went to school with called Natalie.
Oh, yeah.
Natalie. Yeah, on a bus, going to Bromley.
Which you've wore, like, big gold earrings and yellow hair and quite a tight bun.
Yeah, and had, like, a gelled fringe.
Oh, a gelled fringe. What a look.
That was a look. Was that a thing at your school?
I think kind of. But I think it was quite strict with our... Whilst the schooling wasn't strict, the uniform was quite strict.
That's classic, isn't it? Yeah, ours was a bit like that. But so you could not... Could you not gel your hair?
No, it wouldn't have been the done thing. I was at a Catholic school. God wouldn't have liked
it. And also, no jewellery. She would have put that in, like, on the bus.
On the way home, yeah. And you'd keep in your top shirt pocket your jewellery.
Yes, I think I do remember that, yeah.
Do people ever wear their jumpers and put their thumbs through the end of their jumpers?
Yeah, a bit. But now that's, like, made, isn't it, into the jumper?
Well, I think it was for some sort of skating brand about 10 years ago, and then everyone went, no, this is shirt. What are you doing?
Stupid, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think people would do that. Obviously, I always wore my uniform very smartly.
Me too. I love a uniform, Tom.
Do you?
Yeah, well, I kind of have a uniform on stage, don't I? Like, I always wear, like, shirt,
what are we calling that?
Shoes.
That look.
I've just named clothes.
Named clothes. I always wear a shirt. tell me more about this uniform.
I have, like, specific things I wear on stage.
What are we calling the design? Now, Susie, in her show, has gone for an aesthetic, which I've seen it before, but not for a long time. Sort of belts, like it's got a vibrant pictures of belts and bits of silk.
Basically, what I call them is ugly silk shirts.
They're not ugly, they're stunning.
No, but they're very kind glamorous. Of gauche.
Well, it's what, like, sort of thing that my mum and dad's friend Margaret would have worn in Spain.
Well, it's what Nanny Ruffle would have worn all the time, but, like, you know, she was a woman that had ginger hair and a blonde fringe. So you couldn't trust all of her.
Are they her blouses?
No, I wish.
Oh.
I mean, they'd be too big for me. I'm ever so slim.
Yes. Yes. Oh, but have they got a name? I wonder if they've got a name. Like, it feels like it was sort of something started by, like, Versace.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That kind of, like, you know, like draw like images of something very decadent on the fabric.
Yes.
You know.
I like to pretend that they're Versace, but they're not. They always have stuff like they're from like markets. So they have like jeans boutique in the back.
Did you get a bomber jacket from the market? Was that a thing at your
school?
Yeah,
Naf Naf.
A Naf Naf one.
Yeah, I had a Naf Naf.
What happened to Naf Naf? What happened to those brands?
I don't know. I imagine they're still like plug. I bet they're like massive in like some random part of the world.
Or do you think they're one of those things that will come back in years to come? It's like a sort of, oh my god, it's such a like you know like how Burberry used to be like a really
Or like CK Jeans has come back. I know Calvin Klein's always been a thing. They've started selling
Calvin Klein clothes we haven't really had in this.
Well,
country.
They're coming back. CK Jeans.
Are they? What about CK One and CKB?
I think people have been listening.
People have been listening
to CK1 and CKB for a long time, and they've been smelling it too.
Have people still been wearing it? Yeah. Really, Susie?
But no one told you. But I knew that no one was telling you.
It's another thing I've missed out on. It makes me so cross.
I'm so sorry.
We were going to have the theme today of things we do when we're drunk.
Like, is it more the anxiety you wake up with after doing something you're drunk? Which is a very clanky.
Clanky's a good word. That's the new mouth.
Because I meant clang and then clunky.
Clanky, it's good. Clanky. What, so it's like something you're showing off with?
No, it's something like, oh God, look what I've done. You're sort of making, like, so if you want to tell people to make you feel better about yourself.
Clanky.
She was being all clanky about what happened the night before.
That's good. That's a good word. I think that's going to start. A bit like the word minger. Who started it off? We don't know, but it's a great word.
I don't know.
That was a good word at my school.
Yeah, minger.
She's such a minger.
Your mum's a minger. Not your mum. Your mum's a lovely minger. Very fond
it's
of your
nice
mum.
Nice of you to say. She's, yeah, but people would say that, like, your mum mings. Ming as well, to ming.
They ming, we ming.
We ming. Polite ming. Mang. but we were going to talk about those, because I was out last night. I don't know if
you
can hear in my voice. So I wasn't that late, if you were out as well.
No, I saw you, and then I went home because I was feeling a bit rough.
I think I left soon after that.
Mm.
And then the friends I was out with insisted on buying me a kebab and chips.
Oh.
I don't know quite what sort of kebab it was. It was a chicken kebab.
Right.
And I really enjoyed it, actually.
Was it, like, wrapped up?
Yeah, it was wrapped up.
Yeah, they're much better.
I don't normally know what to order in a kebab shop.
I hate those things that look like elephant's legs.
Yeah, I've never had that.
I don't know what
it is.
And every time someone orders one, I'm like, what? No, that's definitely going to be bad for you. They found it on the floor.
Well, you don't know. I liked this chicken one very much, I have to say. And also, the chips were really good.
Well, we've since seen your housemates here.
So apparently, I came in. I have, by the way, listeners, 9 housemates here. We have so many people in this flat.
And I popped around this morning to do the podcast. So you can imagine everyone was delighted to see me.
We've got so many people here. We basically have extras in our flat. It's people here I don't know, I've never met. but apparently last night I came in and said, I hope nobody's awake because you're all going to want some of my chips. And no one was awake, but people did hear it because I was shouting in the middle of the night. And then apparently Paul, one of my flatmates, I tried to force a chip on.
And he eventually had to take the chip.
Took it, yeah.
And then he had to put it out of his window.
He threw it out the window, which I didn't know about till this morning.
Which is quite funny.
And I wasn't that drunk.
No.
It's just a normal... kebabs are just a normal part of drinking, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not, you know, I'm not listening.
You're going to your personal trainer today.
I'm going to Scott, the personal trainer, and I am going to be... I said I'll tweet about you, if you like. What do you think about that? Is that acceptable?
Yeah.
That's an okay thing to do, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
That's not like... Oh.
Weird.
Or like, Twitter followers might be like, oh, why is he selling something to us?
Oh, no, I think it's fine.
It's fine. I mean...
If anyone's looking for a personal trainer, I met a great one when I've been in Edinburgh.
Yeah. Look at his beautiful eyes.
Yeah.
Something like that?
Something like that.
So, or like,
should we try and kill his girlfriend? Too strong?
Maybe that's slightly too strong.
Okay, sorry.
But we could say...
Sorry, Scott's girlfriend. I doubt you're ever going to hear this.
I don't know if Scott's a big podcast listener.
A big queer podcast listener?
I don't know if his podcasts are... He came to see my show, did I tell you?
Yeah, I met him. He was huge.
Oh, yeah, you met him afterwards.
He's like all muscly.
He's all muscly. He wore a very nice mauve t-shirt, I thought.
I mean, I don't... You know what I'm like with men. I don't really see them.
Of course, you don't even see them. You can probably hear some flatmates in the background there. Oh. But he did come, and I was really nervous about him coming to see the show, but it went really well.
That's good.
And also, his favourite comedian is Frankie Boyle. So I'm quite
different.
You're
very similar.
I'm exactly the same, if listeners haven't seen the show. And so, but he had a really nice time.
That's good.
He's not that good a personal trainer in that he did offer me a cigarette.
Yeah, yeah, that was not ideal.
But, you know, he's just a guy.
He's just a boy in the world.
He's just a boy in the world. Ooh,
there's a wasp in the house.
There's a wasp in the house. Are you okay, Susie?
Yeah, I'm fine, but it almost went in my eye.
It did a bit, didn't it?
Why don't you like me, Mr. Wasp?
That's the sort of thing you don't get in the studio when we do the studio records.
Yeah, that's very true. But another thing we don't get is
Susie, what are you doing?
I pushed it out the window. Where?
Oh my god, how do you learn things like that? Susie just touched a wasp.
I just sort of pushed him out the window. Oh, I don't know. I grew up in the countryside, didn't I?
Have you ever been stung by a wasp?
No.
No, me neither.
Yes, I'm very...
What about a horsefly?
No, what about a horse? Have you been stung by a horse?
Yes. By its tail. They are big. Horses sort of scare me a bit. I know they're like, I was going to say man's best friend, but that's not, that's dogs.
That's dogs, yeah, that's dogs.
The horses, I'm always a bit nervous of them. They're a bit moody, aren't they?
But they can be, but they're also fucking huge.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And they're all muscle, like your trainer.
Very much like my personal, oh my god, maybe my personal trainer's a horse.
There you go.
Oh my god, this explains so much. Ooh. For example, the stairs, yeah.
And all the hay.
And all the hay I have to bathe him in. Yeah, oh. But don't you get scared about horses kicking?
Well, yeah, but I grew up with horses.
Have you ever seen them kick someone?
Yeah, and I've been thrown off horses.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah. I was thrown off a horse once into a wall, and I cried, and my dad said, no, get back on.
Okay. And that is the saying, isn't it? Get back on the horse.
Yeah.
Is that the saying? Something like that.
Well, it's my dad's saying.
Get back on the horse.
Get back on the
Stop
horse.
Stop the crying.
Stop the crying, get back on the horse, yeah.
What, it threw you into a wall?
Yeah, so I was riding this horse that my dad was breaking in.
Is that a term?
Breaking in.
Like a shoe.
Very similar to a shoe. So horses aren't like ready to ride when they're born.
Oh. Ready to ride.
Ready to ride. They're not like.
Is it ready to ride?
Yeah, like a ready to eat.
Yeah.
Fruit.
Yeah, kebab.
Kebab. So when they're first born, they have like maybe a year and a half where. Mm. Or a year where like you can't go on their backs because they're still sort of growing their muscles.
Yeah.
And then you start lancing them, which means you stand in the middle of a circle and they run around.
Not
lancing them like a boy or something, yeah. And they run around.
The running around in the circle stuff.
Yeah, and so that's getting them used to, like, someone pulling their head.
Oh.
And then eventually you'll put, like, a saddle on their back, and that'll be weird for them to begin with. And then you'll put a person on the saddle while someone else lances them. And I was being the person that was on the saddle.
Oh.
And the horse did not like it, and it bucked me off.
Was it a big horse at that point?
No, not too big.
Oh. That must have been fun, though, to go
on
a horse.
It was very fun. Well, I was... Yeah, I mean, I still do sometimes.
Were your friends sometimes horses?
Yeah.
Why have we never talked about this? What did you have a horse of your own?
Well, kind of, but then with my dad, because horses are his business, you couldn't really make too much of an emotional connection to any of them, because he would sell them sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
But I had Prince for a while. He was a Shire horse. He was nice.
Prince?
Yeah.
Oh.
Had very fancy feet.
Yeah, I was going to say, did he?
Really fancy
feet. Did he then become the symbol formerly known as?
Yeah.
Prince. Oh, Prince. And what type of horse was he?
A Shire horse, like a big Shire horse.
Oh, what does that mean? I don't know all these terms about horses. Shire horse, does that mean they've got the legs?
They've all got legs.
Oh, I've got a lot to learn.
I think some of them are just sausages.
Yes.
Maybe
that's the ones I'm scared of.
Maybe. So they're the ones with, like, furry feet.
Oh, okay.
And they're, like, their fur's shaggier. And they're quite big and they're quite stocky.
Oh, wow.
They're not, like, those thin... So, like, the thin, beautiful ones are often, like, Arabian ones. They're, like, really thin.
Arabian ones?
Yeah.
Is that a term?
Yeah.
An Arabian horse?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
And they're like the really skinny ones that... Not really skinny, they're like skinny and muscly and quite beautiful and they look like sort of dressage ponies.
Oh, okay. But the Shire ones...
Yeah, are like big old-fashioned cart horses.
Oh.
They'd be like big working horses.
Oh, on the farm?
Well, yeah, but like from when people used to like deliver coal and stuff.
You'd use a Shire horse?
Or you'd use like a big horse, like it's a big manual horse. It's like they're
they'd be
they're
the
pretty,
ones like pulling the...
But
pulling
they're,
the ploughs?
Yeah.
Oh. And do they sometimes bite?
Yeah, but I've never been bitten by a horse, but yeah, they would.
Do they? What do they... Do they growl first like a dog?
No.
They just reach out and bite you?
They might bite like a...
Oh. And what would you feed them? Sugar cubes?
Well, sometimes, but you can't give them too many of that.
Carrots?
Carrots, hay, sugar beet.
Sugar beet?
Which is like this oaty thing that you'd buy.
You can't stop the beet. Yeah.
You just can't stop the beet. So, yeah.
And do they all live together in a stable?
Well, not in one stable. They're not like flatmates. It's not like Friends.
Imagine if Friends was made with horses.
Do you think one would still have a really amazing haircut?
Like, yeah. That, she would be a shy horse.
She probably would.
And... oh, my God. She's got a Rachel. I'm interested in this. And so, are there ways of riding? Can you ride side saddle?
Well, yeah, I could, but I wouldn't be very good at it because it's a useless thing to be able to do.
Is it? Okay.
But I can ride with a normal saddle. I can ride with a Western saddle.
Oh.
Which is a slightly different way of riding. You've got to, like, lean back into the seat, and I can ride bareback.
Now, don't start talking about that on our queer podcast. You'll have people stressing out.
Writing in.
About...
But sometimes I have been bareback.
Those poor horses.
Tom, don't make it dirty.
Everything. Well, that's just without a saddle.
Yeah.
Oh, is that more comfortable? Surely that's more comfortable.
No, that's much less comfortable.
Oh, is it?
Because you've got nothing to put your feet in.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got to, like, grip with your thighs.
And what do you hold on to?
Their hair.
And they don't mind?
Well, or you hold on to... You can still have a bridle on them.
A bridal gown.
A bridal gown. And then, like, a little tiara.
Lovely. Look, what do you think about those bridal gowns? If you were to wear a wedding dress at your wedding...
Right, okay, let's talk about
what time would you go for? Let's talk about the wedding.
The wedding is...
know that you're... They do know because
people must now engage.
600 likes plus.
You know?
It was a huge day on Facebook. Huge day. Clanking away. What sort of dress? Are you going to have one of those big white dresses?
Why are you asking this? I'm laughing because you know the answer to this.
Yeah, because I think those dresses are quite funny sometimes.
Like a...
Yeah, like a big, like, top of a lemon meringue pie.
No, I think I'll wear a suit.
Oh, that's nice. That is nice.
With, like, heels.
Oh, lovely.
And maybe some sort of head thing.
Oh, some sort of head thing? Like yeah. What?
Like a fascinator? Not like an American football helmet. Like.
That would be interesting.
Or a cycle helmet.
I would always support you.
So kind. I think Tony will wear a dress.
Will she?
Of course. Have you met Tony?
Yeah, but she sometimes, you know, wears, like...
Trousers
and that. But, so do you think she'd wear, like, a big white dress?
No, it would be, like, something quite tight.
Yeah, to show off her darling figure.
To show off her darling figure.
You've both got such great figures.
Oh, thanks, Tom. Stop flattering.
Well, and
I mentioned bareback once, and you
and suddenly...
can't stop talking about my fig.
Because I went with my friend once to the House of Fraser bridal department. Nothing to do with horses, we were very disappointed. And bridal wear. Imagine if you went into a bridal wear shop and it was all just saddles.
It'd be wonderful.
It'd be so funny. How are you going to dress for your wedding? Oh, bareback. Western. and we went in there and they were so snooty. They were like,
oh, yeah.
Have you got an appointment? And we were like, no, it's just buying a stupid dress. And they were like, well, you're supposed to have an appointment. We were like, well, can we just look? And we were like, oh, I suppose so. And all these dresses were proper.
Really ugly.
Ugly.
Really
like,
ugly.
Massive as well.
And they're like 800 quid or something.
Oh, easy.
More, yeah.
Easy.
Madness.
And they're so heavy and like... Who wants all that, like, rouged silk and, like, bits of... I'd say diamonds. They're not diamonds, are they? They're, like...
No, they're diamantes.
Yeah. Ooh, it's a bit gross. Sorry, listener, if that was your dream wedding dress.
And I hope you have a lovely day.
Your special day.
Your big special day.
The happiest day of your life. That's what people say, isn't
That's
it?
That's a lot of pressure, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
But I do love weddings.
Mm-hmm.
Love them.
Yes. I haven't been to one for a while.
We're going to one in a couple of weeks.
I was going to say. I was looking at cabs to get back.
So exciting. What a great way.
I'm all about logistics. This is...
For the podcast.
This is the thing about being a stand-up comedian. The main thing you have to do is get good at logistics.
Yeah.
You need to know about trains. You need to know about where the Holiday Inn is, how close it is to the station.
Joke formulas.
But more importantly, can you get a cab from there to the station? Will you make the last train? Do you need to book a premiere in? All this and more.
Glamour.
It's true glamour. What are you going to wear to that wedding? Because it's difficult, isn't it?
I'm going
to
buy a new suit.
Are you?
I've seen one.
Maybe I should do that.
I'd quite like a loud colour.
Ooh, what, like a mauve?
Like yeah, Prince. Like Prince.
Like Prince would wear, the horse.
Prince the horse, yeah.
Yeah.
In his bridal wear.
In his bridal wear. Oh.
Lovely.
How long do horses live for, by the way?
I know this because I was, like, really into horses for a while, but the oldest one ever was about 50.
Really?
Yeah.
50?
Yeah.
That's an old horse.
But, like, about, like, 20s.
Oh, okay.
Generally.
20s, oh. No, I never knew that.
There you go, Tom. We have... like, we've been so off topic this week.
But I mean,
we've almost surpassed ourselves.
I know.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing.
I know.
Just in case the listener was thinking, when are they going to talk about anxiety hangovers?
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is, if you've got an anxiety hangover, remember, it's just a hangover.
Horses.
And it's horses. Go and see... I think a horse is probably a good thing to go and see.
What, like a therapist?
Yeah.
Well, they'll be sitting on a chair and you'll be laying down, they'll be going, hmm.
Yes, agreeing with you. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that sounds very...
Soothing.
Soothing, yeah.
Okay, well, would you like me to organise that for you?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't feel very hungover today, though. I feel more tired.
Oh, that's the main, tired from life.
That's the main thing, I think, with a hangover, is that you don't sleep properly.
Yeah.
Some people say take a paracetamol before you go to bed.
Have you ever done that? Oh, yeah, that's a great thing to do.
But who's done that?
Who's
I used to take a Barocca before I went to bed. You know,
my...
I've barely got time to do my Lizzol facial routine.
Well, there you go.
Bought for me by Susie for my birthday, thank you.
Josh Woodcombe, our friend and comedian.
Dear friend.
Dear friend of the show. He used to, I don't know whether he still does, but when I was touring with him and we'd have a night of drinking, he would swear by, I think it was 4 pints of water.
Oh, yeah, they say that. Like, the trouble with that is,
like,
though...
you're flushing out your body.
But then you feel sick from all the water.
And then you're sometimes sick water.
Yeah, and then you sick water.
Not nice,
lovely.
Is it?
Not nice. But, yeah, that is probably a good thing. Or, yeah, paracetamol. Or, I don't know what else there is to do with it. I mean, if you speak to a doctor, they just go, well, you just need to drink loads of water to try and cleanse your system.
Drink less.
Maybe
you
drink less, you absolute animal. That's always the way as well, isn't it? But it is the hangover guilt that's the worst. But I didn't have that too bad last night.
No, that's good. Well, you don't need to have it.
Yeah.
That's the thing, you sort of wake up and go, oh, does everyone hate me? Or did I say something? Or was I accidentally someone that I'm not really?
Yeah, that's always the danger.
And the thing is, like so many things, is that you always think that, and the thing is, most people are, most of the time, obsessed with themselves.
Yes. No one. It's a bit like when we feel self-conscious and when we're worried about, you know, how your hair looks. I'm not. But how your hair looks or how your face looks, nobody gives a crap because
everyone's
more interested in themselves.
That is the truth of it.
Like, where I live here in this room that you can hear is all echoey, it overlooks a graveyard, right?
Sure.
And I was walking in the graveyard, and sometimes I get changed and I don't even pull the blind down, thinking no one can see into the room because, you know, the light. I went into the graveyard, everybody can see straight into this room.
I know, I've been looking at your penis for weeks.
What have you been doing in the graveyard?
Oh, just a seance.
It's so
just
creepy.
Just bowing to the devil.
It's so creepy in there.
I don't like... I'm very scared of anything ghostly, so I wouldn't like that at all.
Yeah, it's very... it's just got one light. It's like The Exorcist.
Exorcist? Tom is learning English.
The Exorcist.
The Exorcist.
Have you seen The Exorcist? Exorcist.
Yeah, but I saw it, like... I wasn't scared by the time I'd seen it, because
that's not a very good Tubular of Bells.
Is that because I said but a lot?
No, I was just singing the theme song.
Oh, okay, because I've started occasionally stuttering, and I didn't know if you were taking the piss out of it.
Oh, no, imagine how cruel that would be if I started,
well,
like...
you're a cruel man.
That is true, I am cruel,
that's what everyone says about you. You know Tom, he's cruel.
So cruel.
Did you have to bring your own duvet?
Yeah. They wanted 48 quid.
For a duvet?
For a duvet, and I thought, well, I'm not going to do that. And so, out of principle, I bought one in Primark up here for £18. It was a huge inconvenience. I should have just paid the £48.
No,
this
I wouldn't stand for things like that.
Yeah, I just thought, oh, they charge so much up here, the landlord.
Daylight robbery.
It is bloody daylight robbery, I tell you. Sometimes in the graveyard, choirs practice. The other day we had some sort of, like, secondary school choir singing Under the Sea on repeat. I nearly went out there.
The Little Mermaid song?
Yes. I was not happy.
Please tell me they were doing it in a Jamaican accent.
No. Yeah.
I want to see them let do it.
What? Is that Sebastian?
Sebastian.
I don't
down
know.
Down where it's wetter, down where it's better, under the sea.
I wonder what... I don't know who was doing Sebastian's line, but I was so livid with anger, and I nearly threw something at them. Yeah.
A mermaid.
A mermaid at them.
A fish.
A fish. That
would be so funny.
Get out of the bloody sea and shut up.
You went to the trouble of going to a fishmonger's to just throw a fish at them.
We've got that on one side. The other side, we've got bagpipers at all times of the day and night.
Oh, God.
Oh, I tell you. But I like a bagpipe, I hasten to add. I do. But sometimes they play the same song over and over again.
So I know
that
know
what's
it.
Get that that what gets that's what gets the tourist dollar in their bucket, and that can be a little, you know, samey. Anyway,
but listen, we're coming to the end of our podcast, and it's our final one from the Edinburgh Festival.
Oh, it's our final one. Next time you hear from us, we'll be back in the studio, and we'll sound normal again, and not
echoing.
We'll
sound normal, and we'll be de-stressed, hopefully.
De-stressed, hopefully. Thank you for being with us on this
thank
journey.
Thank you for being our friend for the last month.
As always. We hope you will come and see us on the tour. Brighton has... The first Brighton date is sold out.
Woo!
So we've added another one in December. Woo! Is it the... What is the date?
I think it's the 15th.
15th.
It's not announced yet, but we can tell you.
And so that'll be going up soon. And then Portsmouth has just sold out. But we
hello! Home time!
Oh, the homecoming show. For Susie, not for me. And we've got one up the road, though, haven't we, in Portsmouth that we're doing? And we've got one near Portsmouth.
There might be another one that way, yeah. But all the details are on our website, tomindeed.com, susieruffle.co.uk. Oh, I've got a new website, if you want to go and have a look.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I've got it tarted up.
Oh, did Chris do it?
No, my friend did, from home.
Oh, from Portsmouth.
No, I say from home, she's not my friend from home, she lives in Manchester. Oh. But she's my friend from life.
Oh, well, yeah. I must check that out. I hadn't seen an announcement on Facebook, so this is the first I've heard about that.
Well, you know, I've been announcing a lot of things on Facebook.
Sure, sure. We all have. But
I haven't, guys. I haven't. Just, like, I'm thinking of cutting my hair. We'll talk more about that next week.
Let's do that next week, because I think that's a really big topic. Not one for now. But thank you so much for joining us from the Edinburgh Festival. Have a wonderful week, and don't drink too much, and we hope we see you.
And if you do drink, don't beat yourself up about it.
Don't beat yourself up about it, but do speak to a horse.
Do speak to a horse.
Okay. But that's all from us, and this is the horse that's been here the whole time. That was the horse saying goodbye, and we'll see you next week. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian, and someone who has always experienced anxiety, and I've written a book. Am I having fun now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I having fun now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.